as I was sifting through, you know, playing the delete game on the other side of things, really amazing. I want to share with you guys. A couple of years ago, my mom died of cancer, okay? And my mom, if you know anything about my mom, she was the coolest, okay? She was just a great, great sense of humor and just a wonderful mom. You couldn't ask for somebody better. Very encouraging, real, you know, champion of mine and just supportive nonstop. So after she passed on, I would go to play the delete game once in a while, and then I would hit the M's, and there she was right there, M-O-M. And guess what I couldn't do? I couldn't delete it. No, I couldn't. So I kept it. I kept it for the last couple of years, you know, kept it in there, and from time to time, I'd scroll through and just stare at it. And then recently, I was like, you know what? It's time to move on. I've done the grieving and the healing and everything. And so I looked at it, and I was, you know, kind of smiling on my face. I was ready to go. And then I thought, just for old time's sake, you know, because I called it so many times, I'm going to call it one last time for good luck. You know, it just felt right. And then I was just about to hit send, and then I thought, what if she fucking answers? This is done, I guess who's in Cabo. What the fuck, Ma? You said you died of cancer. Is Dad dead? Yes, your dad did die of cancer, actually. I'm kidding, he's right here. George, say hi. Ha 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 ha. That's a twofer. Yeah, my mom and my dad. I know this is tough stuff, but you know, my mom passed away, and then my dad, within 9 months, both my parents passed away of cancer. My dad, old school guy, he was tough as nails. Like, he built the old school, you know what I mean? He had like the blueprints in his fucking basement. My dad, you know, grew up, I'm sure some of you guys, tough love. That's how my dad was, you know, in the house. Tough love. You're always getting disciplined, and you know, he'd just come out of nowhere. He'd just fucking rappel down from the ceiling and off a belt and be like, what are you doing? Like, when he yelled at you, it was like there was like lava coming out of his face. The gods would turn their back on you and let him do whatever he had to do. He used to say, it's tough love, Dane. This tough love, this discipline. Yeah, I'd stop once in a while. I'd be like, hey, Dad, just quick question. When does the love part come into all this? When's like Sunday hug fest that we're going to do? When are we going to do like a tickle breakfast for a few hours? My dad, when he got really sick and near the end of his life, you know, got very fragile. And this is a guy that used to be a boxer. This is a guy just, again, you looked at him and he was just, you know, he was just rock. And I helped him out. I was with him in the last few weeks of his life. And I remember one day he was just laying in the bed and, you know, he'd gone to the bathroom and he didn't want nurses to help him. So I'm his only son. So I'm like, Dad, I'm cool about it. I'll help you. So I remember one day I had to, you know, pull down his drawers and I'm cleaning up my pop and I'm just wiping shit and, you know. And it was at that point that I finally just got right up in his ear and I go, I think I'm ready to fucking return that beating to you now. And he laughed and shit again, and so the whole circle of life thing, it was like, you know, it's payback.